You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
According to Scripture, if you're born again, the old man, that is the natural man, has died. I read it to you earlier. When it says, earlier, when Scripture says, I was crucified with Christ, Romans 6:6, he says, knowing this, that our old man, that's the natural man, was crucified with him, that's Jesus, that the body of sin might be done away with. Romans 6:4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. There's death, dying, a burial. It's getting pretty clear. Romans 7:4. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ. Romans 7:6. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, having died to what we were bound by. Here's good news. 2 Corinthians. Yeah, in John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again. There's good news in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Now, if we get the fact, you know, it's the age-old question, does a sinner sin because he's a sinner? Or is he a sinner because he sins? The answer is yes. But it's his nature. But if we establish that the sinner sins because it's his nature, and we've established that that's his nature, then don't you think the opposite would apply? If you have a new nature, you got this over here, and all this applies to that. Well, if you reverse that with a new nature, don't you think that would also apply? So don't you think if you are a slave to Christ and you're a slave to righteousness, don't you think that you can't help but do something good? If before, when you were a slave to sin and you could not help but to sin, you didn't have any control over it. It controlled you. You were a slave to it. You were bound to it. Then why in the world wouldn't you think that if you're a slave to Christ and a slave to righteousness on the other side of that in a new creation, then why in the world wouldn't we think that we're bound to do something good? We can't help but do something good. That's who we are as Christians. I wouldn't recommend it. I certainly wouldn't recommend not going out and just say, well, I'm going to see if that's true. I'm just going to try to not do anything good. I wouldn't recommend that. But if you're a Christian, it's going to come around. Well, you just got to. You got to do something good. And if you don't, you may not be a Christian. Because My Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. What hangs on their tree? An orange tree has oranges on it. If it doesn't, if it's like that fig tree, when there's supposed to be something on there and it wasn't there, what did Jesus do with it? Cursed it. Good for nothing. Paul said, faith without works is dead. Well, why wouldn't it be? Because if you say that you're a person of faith and you don't have no works, now I'm not going to jump all over here on works and going, works, 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 works. We're not saved by works. But if you say that you're a person of faith and you don't have good works, I'd question your faith. And I question whether you were of faith. Because according to this word, you can't help but to have them. They're just bound to show up. They're just bound to show up. Just do something good. Do works of righteousness. Help out your brothers and sisters. It's going to happen. I think I've gotten way off of where I am, but I'm staying there. Ephesians. You can turn there. Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to try to make this point here, and then I'm going to start wrapping up. I'm not going to wrap up, but I'm going to start wrapping up. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Make sure I'm right where I am. It says, "And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we but were by what? We were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and he made us sit down together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is, in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in." So, guess what the Lord made me born again for? Good works. That was his plan. That's the reason I was created, this new creation. And he planned it out, it says beforehand. He planned it out that I should walk in good works. That you should walk in good works. That the church should walk in good works. That's what separates us from the rest of the world, is good works. We're bound to do good works because it's who we are by our new nature. If you are a born-again child of God, if you are a born-again child of God, you will bear fruits of righteousness. Period. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. You might have times when you might slip, but you won't stay there. Because you can't stay there, because it's not who you are. I mentioned sometimes in Bible study when we kind of bring up this subject, you can take a horse and put a T-bone steak in front of him, and he will not eat that thing. He won't touch it. You can dress it up with everything in the world to try to make it palatable for him, and he will not eat it because it's not his nature. He's a vegetarian. He was made not to eat it. He was made to be a vegetarian. He was created to be a vegetarian. He has no desire for that piece of meat. And he's not going to... Oh, you can try. You can try. He might stick it in his mouth and then watch me spit it back out. Because it's not his nature. I mean, and the horse don't have any choice in it. He's a horse. Just doing what he created to be. Now, if you want to get a horse to eat a steak, then there's one thing that's got to happen. You need to turn that horse into something else. Turn that horse into a lion, he'll have a strong desire for that piece of meat. You turn that horse into a monkey, he'll have a desire to climb a tree, I guarantee it, or eat a banana or something. Because the nature has to be changed. And the nature that is changed is completely opposite. The new one is completely opposite from the old one. And the new one, what did the old one serve? Ourselves? Our flesh, the devil, everything that was bad, the old one. It's what the old one had desire to do. I had said in Sunday school a couple weeks ago, and it reminds me of the old me because I was listening to the radio and I heard an old song. And I thought, while I was listening to that song, and I said, boy, that hit the nail on the head. That is certainly the old me. And the name of the song was, I Need a Little Time Off for Bad Behavior. And I used to think that way because that's who I was. I was like, man, I've been doing pretty good. I need to go do something bad, you know? I've been doing real good here lately. I've been doing too much good. I need to go do something bad. That's who I was. That is totally opposite of my nature now.
That's all we have time for today. What a great sermon from my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We're going to have to cut it right there for today. We're going to wrap up this message here tomorrow. Pastor Darren was talking on the word slave. I know we heard it on the radio, other preachers talking about it. The word, the Greek word is doulos. It's a slave. And I don't know if you realize it, but we're all slaves. We're a slave of someone. We're either a slave of sin. And I encourage you to read Romans chapter 6, tells you all about it. You can either be a slave of sin or a slave of righteousness. Think about, I've been thinking about that this week, a slave of righteousness. Imagine that slave, you're chained to something, chained, like the Apostle Paul was chained to guards around the clock. And all they did was get to hear him speak about Jesus around the clock. Imagine being a slave of righteousness. You're chained to it. And that is, you're going out here doing good. Blessed are those, Jesus said, who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. That's what I'm talking about. I want to be, if I'm going to be a slave of something, I want to be a slave of righteousness and not a slave of sin. We're out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. You've been listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.